If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Wicked wildfires.
It's some of the biggest destruction that I've ever seen.
Temperature plunge.
From the 90s to the 30s and 20s.
President's vaccine push.
Could even have it during the month of October.
Is it just politics?
I would want to see what the scientists said.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Wildfires are raging in western states, forcing thousands of people out of their homes. In California alone, more than 2 million acres have burned so far this year. Our team coverage begins with CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Military pilots attempted several remote rescue operations Monday to try and evacuate trapped hikers and campers near Fresno, California. But heavy smoke from the devastating Creek Fire stopped them at their every turn.
They weren't able to land several attempts throughout the day.
Authorities expanded evacuation orders in communities near Fresno Monday as the Creek Fire continued to burn out of control. The blaze decimated the town of Big Creek, including Toby Waite's home.
Devastation. It was totally devastating.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Fires here in the southern part of the state are causing destruction as well. Near San Diego, there's the Valley Fire. And just outside of L.A., the Bobcat Fire.
The situation that we have right now is a life-threatening situation with the weather forecast that we have for the next 3 days.
Steve Goldman is the incident commander for the Bobcat Fire. The big worry in the forecast, the unpredictable Santa Ana winds, which could make things even more dangerous.
There's very heavy fuel. It's very dry.
People living in areas near the Bobcat Fire are being told to be ready to evacuate their homes.
Winds whipped a devastating fire in Malden, a small town of a couple hundred people in Washington state. The local sheriff, Brett Myers, says there's not much left.
Most every home was impacted. There's a few homes that are still standing, but when you look at Malden right now, it's pretty close to complete devastation.
In northern Colorado, Warren Parks and his wife had little time to escape a rampaging fire.
The wind, the fire just galloped across a tremendous amount of country and just came right at us like a missile.
A cold front is dramatically lowering temperatures in much of Colorado. There's rain and snow, too.
It's bittersweet knowing that it'll come too late. Probably everything we own is burned and now will be covered in snow.
And what a 24 hours it's been in parts of Colorado. Temperatures in the 90s yesterday. Now the bottom has fallen out on summer. It's into the 20s and 30s. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Baradelli.
Temperatures yesterday, 93 degrees in Denver. All of a sudden today, they're trading their swim trunks literally for snow boots. And then tomorrow morning, we're expecting around 12 inches plus in the mountains.
A lot of us spent the Labor Day weekend out in the sun as officials urged precautions to limit the spread of the coronavirus. CBS's Paula Reed has more on how the hope for a vaccine is a recurrent campaign theme.
The president tied the vaccine's timeline to the election.
We're going to have a vaccine very soon, maybe even before a very special date. You know what date I'm talking about.
Joe Biden said that the president had politicized the process, but if scientists said a vaccine was safe, he would take it.
CBS's David Begno.
37-year-old Natalie Hayden is a mother of two from St. Louis, Missouri. She is one of millions of Americans with an underlying health condition, which means she is at higher risk to get really sick if she develops the coronavirus.
Do you plan to get a vaccine when it's available?
It is already September, so when I think about possibly having a vaccine approved by the end of the year, that seems super fast and maybe a bit rushed. I wouldn't probably take it just yet in the next few months.
The latest CBS News poll shows that just 21% say they'll get the vaccine as soon as one is available.
It has gone incredibly fast, but it's been done with integrity.
That is Dr. Ashish Jha, dean at Brown University School of Public Health. He's worried that months of hard work on vaccines could be compromised by political pressure being placed on the FDA and by campaign politics affecting people's attitudes about vaccine safety.
I want to make sure we don't fumble at the one-yard line here. Got to keep politics out of this.
President Trump said yesterday he's open to an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A House panel plans one after the report that former DeJoy employees at New Breed Logistics were pressured to make contributions to Republican candidates. Members of Congress are back in Washington, but there's no apparent progress on a new round of coronavirus relief. Hartford, Connecticut has postponed today's first day of school because of a ransomware attack that has hit critical systems. Portland, Oregon has been the scene of protests for weeks, and yesterday in Salem, just south of Portland, there was confrontation, as we hear from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
A heavily armed right-wing crowd, including members of the far-right group Proud Boys, clashed with a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters, calling them Antifa terrorists. Police intervened and made several arrests after some from the right-wing group chased, tackled, and punched some of the left-wing protesters.
It was another night of protests in Rochester, New York. Seven police officers have been suspended in connection with the death of Daniel Prude back in March. Some protesters have worn spit hoods, like the one put over Prude's head the night he encountered police. Well, TikTok says it has removed a clip of an apparent suicide that was circulating on its platform. It ended up there after Facebook removed the original video just over a week ago on the day it was streamed. Ian Schur is with our tech partner, CNET.
I think this is going to be a larger issue as time goes on. These social networks clearly are incapable of policing their content to this degree. And people have learned ways to get around the system so that if they want to shock people, they're able to.
The college football season got underway over the weekend. As CBS's Jim Krasula tells us, it's under a coronavirus cloud.
College Station, Texas is among the hundreds of cities and towns where college football has a huge economic impact. Barry Ivins owns several bars and restaurants in the hometown of Texas A&M University.
50% of our sales come from the fall semester with college football. At this time of the year, I'm fully staffed up on football, but like right now, I'm just trying to get open.
Ross Bjork is the school's athletic director.
Football is the engine that drives the train.
Texas A&M is in the Southeastern Conference, which does plan to play football later this month.
A major airline's making a statement during this summer of discontent.
American Airlines is joining the growing number of companies supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Responding to a request from Black employees, the carrier is creating a BLM pin for its workers to wear on their uniform if they choose. In a statement, American says they believe Black Lives Matter is an expression of equality and not a political statement, and they're showing support for their Black colleagues and customers who've experienced discrimination and injustice. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Scientists say eight genetically engineered mice held on to their muscle during a month-long stay on the space station, while 24 ordinary mice lost considerable muscle and bone mass. The study's all about figuring out how this can help humans prevent muscle and bone loss during long trips into space. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.